In the book of Long Paul, the small one, Long Paul, talking about if the body is happy, the mind's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sick, you know, it's pretty hard because the body's not happy. You know, so it's pretty tough to meditate, isn't it?
It's certainly tough, but it's also, you have to get used to it and suck it up. It's going to happen. But it is difficult.
Yes.
But that's why it's so important to do the contemplations and do the reflections, because when the time comes, if you haven't laid a foundation, then it's really overwhelming. If you based your mental, emotional, spiritual well-being on being healthy and comfortable and physically at ease, then you're very, very vulnerable. So that contemplation is really an important part of laying a good foundation for, let's say, a resilience of mind.
I just mean that Mr. Rompa was saying the Tesna said that Rompa was a little bit surprised at one point that the body is happy, the mind's happy. Rompa was thinking about the other way around.
Oh, right.
Remember
right.
That one?
Yeah. No, but this is what surprised me. Man, I say a lot of things. But it's not inconsistent with what I was told to say. But I think it is, it's very, 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 very true in the sense of when we really are comfortable. It's like, you've just had a good meal, you're relaxed, and your mind's happy. You've basically physically made yourself. In the same way that when we pay attention to physically relaxing, physically settling, physically paying attention to the body process, the breath process, and the mind brightens. The body's happy, the mind brightens.